Welcome back. It still is Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Summer continue to hear. A few minutes on the clock. Over to our next conversation. Now, this has been dubbed the miracle of the Amazon. Yes, indeed. You very likely have heard it. The four children who survived alone in Colombia's Amazon jungle have been reunited with relatives as they recover in hospital. Their grandfather, Fidencio Valencia, said the siblings, aged 13, 9, 5, and 1, are very weak, but happy to see their family. The four children were found on Friday after more than a month of searching by the military and locals. They went missing after the plane they boarded crashed on the 1st of May. Their mother and two pilots were killed in the crash. Rescuers tracked them down after spotting signs in the jungle, including footprints and fruit that had been beaten into. And some more detail into that states that they were actually well prepared to tackle this kind of problem. Yes, you heard that correctly. The Huitoto people, which is where they are from, they learn hunting, fishing, and gathering from an early age. Their grandfather, Valencia, told reporters that the eldest child, Leslie, and Solani were well acquainted with the jungle. Speaking to Colombian media, the children's aunt, Damari, said the family would regularly play a survival game together growing up. When we played, we set up little camps. She recalled 13-year-old Leslie. She knew what fruits she can't eat because there are many poisonous fruits in the forest. She knew how to take care of a baby. After the crash, Leslie built makeshift shelters from branches held together with her hair ties. She also recovered farinha, a type of cassava flour from the wreckage of the plane that they had been traveling in. The children survived on the floor until it ran out, and then they ate seeds. One of the indigenous leaders who took part in the search effort told reporters. So we're talking about survival skills here. The oldest 13, the youngest 1. And they were able to somehow stay alive for 40 days, Ashley. In the Amazon.
That is remarkable.
It is a miracle. I mean, it makes the news and we just report it and it sounds basic. I was seeing videos of the search party.
It doesn't sound basic in any way.
No, I mean, it's...
some special thing, right?
Yeah, you know, when you report this thing on in the media, it just...
Yeah, wow. People take it for granted.
Yeah, like, you know, it's when you now try to see, wait a minute, for 40 days. If we're talking adults, maybe, you know, yes, it's a miracle and all, but we can... Yeah, they're old enough to... But kids, the oldest 13, and she's able to do what I don't know if I would have been able to do. She made a shelter.
The blood of Jesus, I don't hear her.
Use her hair to tie the branches. They knew what fruits to eat. If you read this further down, it says they use leaves to purify water. It's part of what they learned, that when they fetch water, they were able to purify it with leaves. These were all the things she did to keep her siblings and herself alive for over a month.
Sort of think movies are made from just
no. First of all, they will get a movie. It's certain. Hollywood will not sleep on this. It might not come out soon, but it will come. The guys who there's some boys that were trapped in a cave. I don't know if you remember that story. I think they were football players. They were there with their coach. They were trapped. They already have like 2 or 3 documentaries. I don't know. It seems like there's a movie. The 33 miners in Cuba that were also stuck.
Yeah.
You know, CNN covered that like it was a global event then. I remember every day people were at the site. You know, this was for weeks or months. They also have gotten a movie. So these kids will get a movie. It's not even, this one is not maybe. They will definitely get a movie. And the Amazon jungle, as crazy as it is, this is the stuff of fiction, Ash.
It is. It is.
So my question is, what survival skills do we have? If not me, we just end up for that jungle. As you said, blood of Jesus, go hear him. Hey, where would I start? Where would I start?
I'm just imagining the whole thing.
As in Ash.
African conditioning.
Hey.
Everything, man.
Speaking in tongues, join though. Better kabashin. Hey, yeah. God, I beg. If I don't offend you, the God, I beg. Hey. Now, some other reports that surfaced later, I'm guessing, you know, with speaking with the kids, said that in the mother's dying moments, she told them to go and look for help. When it was clear that she was going to die, you know, she couldn't do anything for the kids. But everything about this is crazy. First of all, you're dealing with the grief of losing family members.
Yeah.
Because the mom just died with whoever was in the plane, the pilot and someone else who they very likely would have known. So that grief on kids alone is already heavy.
Yeah.
Now you are in the Amazon that is... When you talk about jungles and this is...
That's like the grandfather of jungles.
It is crazy. The helicopter that was hovering around that jungle did not even know where to start. It's like... And you guys are just moving, knowing what fruit to eat, knowing how to purify water, how to stay under shelter. If rain for that period, it don't be. And then you're in the jungle. So wildlife is also an imminent threat. If you didn't sleep for night, one snake will just they pass, they go peace. Like, no, it's crazy. You, no matter how you want to imagine this, you cannot exaggerate it. 40 days. 40 days. Kids, there's a one-year-old. How? Ash, I cannot even stay 2 days in somebody's house. That person invites me, Sam, how far come now? After the first day, I want to go back home.
Yeah.
And the person has provided everything. I'm uncomfortable. 40 days in the jungle. Hey!
It's crazy.
Now, wow. Okay. So it says that there's a fruit from a tree known as milk tree. It is rich in sugar and its seeds can be chewed like chewing gum. One of the indigenous people who was part of the search that finally located the kids said they've been eating fruits from the bakaba palm tree known as milpesos, which are rich in oil and taste similar to avocado. Almost you go see different fruits for that jungle. You go see taya. They faced significant challenges in the inhospitable environment, of course. Huh? Says some of the areas had not been explored, so human beings have not even gone there before. Now, Mr. Rufino noted that a 13-year-old raised in that community would possess many of the skills. So most of them would train their kids. Because the village was next to a river, which is also next to the Amazon. Ashley, which survival skill do we have?
Jericho, you know, the absence of challenge can make a person very... that word came to mind now. What's this word again?
It will come back. Presence of mind.
No.
Okay. Absence of challenge, sorry.
It's something around... that word is just somewhere.
Inconspicuous.
Mm-mm.
Okay, sorry.
We just pretty much just relax.
Okay.
You know, because...
Lackadaisical.
True.
I'm
bad. Very lackadaisical.
I'm bad.
You just chill because, I mean, what would you fight for? Nothing. So these people already prep their kids knowing that you could be faced with anything. I used to tell people that what I have learned is that the disasters of the West is one of the biggest motivations of their innovation.
Yeah.
Yeah, rain go fall, it go pass. They don't really have challenges or things to really be bothered about like that.
But this is the most extreme of challenges. Even in your preparation, you don't... First of all, they were in a plane and then it crashed. Right? It's not like okay, your village or your community, okay, it has to be a village, it's very close to the Amazon. Your village is close to the forest, so you're at one with nature. There are regular challenges that will come with being in that environment.
Mm.
Because, see, what they teach their kids, hunting, picking fruits, there has to be some farming skills and all of that. But in all of that, you are not preparing.
Did you ever go to the farm, though?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Now I know you never went to.
No, yeah. Why? Actually, farm is not. It's not. It's not. It's not a tourist attraction. It's not a farm. They're everywhere now. So yes and no. Did I live on a farm? No. Did I have that kind of access of going to farm every day? No. But did I go to farm? Of course. Why no go farm?
Tell us your farm experience.
Ah, we plan to. Oh, don't play with us. What we plant?
Oh my God!
Seeds of discord. We planted. So, again, the point is, I know that with their preparation, the challenges they faced is an extremity is beyond, you know, whatever
they've... There's no way to have anticipated that.
Exactly. However, the training came in handy. See, Asha, I kept thinking of the one-year-old for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I kept thinking, that's a baby.
How did you cater to a one-year-old for 40 days? How?
And all they had was fruits. Nobody is eating there, but nothing. That's all.
This is huge, you're like, come
on. It's crazy,
man. This is huge.
Now, first of all, the search was consistent. From the day the plane crashed, they kept searching. They never stopped. Because they were following tracks. At some point, they saw footprints. They saw fruits that had been beaten. I mean, you're going into an unexplored part of the jungle, and then you see half fruits. You know, okay, person don't pass here.
And this is supposed to be like a small aircraft.
Yeah.
That crashed.
It's a small one, yeah.
All right.
See it now.
Don't forget you there.
So, I was thinking, Ash, if this was in my country, and this is not me trying to make Nigeria look bad, would we still have been searching that long?
The answer is no.
Yes and no. The yes comes from, I've heard of cases where a person was kidnapped and they were in captivity for over a month and there was still police effort.
Because the family was invested in it.
Okay, well, that's a point.
Yes.
So if we're looking at, will the police still be as interested over a month into the case? Yes, for this particular case. But why I would say no is because the logistics required to pull off a consistent search. Now, these guys every day went into the jungle. They used choppers. I'm sure there must have been something. It required something to gather, mobilize people and constantly. Now, it was the police and the locals, because now we're village people. So every day they kept going. And that is how they eventually were able to find them, because they kept tracking and tracing and following and doing all of that. If it were in Nigeria, it is quite unlikely. Not because the police doesn't like you, but for a regular operation in the city.
Freaking like you.
No, wait.
For the record.
let's not go there. Police is your friend, which is
they
the official,
not your friend.
The official slogan of the police. But for regular operations in the city, this one no be jungle, police will ask you to fuel its van. So how police want take mobilize to enter Amazon jungle?
You just said they're your friend.
No, this one is funding now. You understand? They're not getting the funds. So where they want begin to enter jungle? See, not a chair here where they shout every week.
You know, Jericho, one thing is to even get funding, right? And then be able to, you know, come the area. They can go once and say, we'll no see them. Because which would they go find for forest? Every day would they go forest? They go find, how many people be there? I bet we have better things to worry about.
No, but
so
if,
to even have the consciousness to continue,
to say,
we have to just keep at this thing. We could find something until they did and eventually found the kids. Come on. Like, there has to be honest love for humanity in your heart.
Yeah, value for life. Hey, but Ash, wait. And I'm not defending the police. Now, condition keep police like this, oh. condition 9 key police wear it and they nobody say they no get value for life. Seriously, there are some things you'll be exposed to. As think about it now, the conditions under which they work, their own life is not even valued. They don't feel value your life. Like they jungle, they this thing. You know, it's not easy for them to.
I feel for them in that the motivation for joining the force a lot of times is not the protection of life and properties, is to survive.
Yeah, basic.
Yeah. So when that's the motivation for you, I mean, what you're just looking out for is, how do I scale? How do I scale? That's just pretty much what it is. So I can make that excuse for them. That's why if I met a police officer, I try to be kind, you know, in the way that I speak to them, you know, so I don't make them feel less. And a lot of times, if you're kind, even when that person is a criminal, they could just let you go. Because it's not what they find on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You meet the person and say, officer, good afternoon, how are you guys doing today? Man, this sun is heavy. And you say a thing or two, you know, that it's nice. They're like, you can go.
Sometimes they even, yeah, if you're not, if you're nice to a police officer, many times when we're leaving the state, if I'm driving, which doesn't happen a lot of times, we always have bottled water in the car.
Okay.
Like a pack. You know how I am with bottled water.
Mm.
So sometimes the police stops you and, you know, regular papers, this one, that one. And of course, they look through and they see a pack of, you know, this is so hot. So, of course, they're telling you to give them water. It's packs of bottled water. Yeah. And nothing with me and my wife would do, drink all the thing, finish. You know? So just say, sure, officer, you just give them just that gesture. The way they appreciate, our police don't suffer. Honestly,
it's something they deeply appreciate.
Hey.
One time, what's his name? Asenite. I think it was during Christmas. He had packs of food. So what he was doing was every stop where they had police checkpoints, he would give them food, you know, and they were like amazed. How are you thinking of us? So in these little things, you know, we found a way to just make it become our reality.
Then you can't lose for Amazon jungle.
And yeah, that way they go, if you give anything to find you.
Officer! Enter the jungle and look for, say, that ain't good idea. Man, there's just a lot. I'm just glad, of course, the president of Colombia has spoken. Everyone has said this is, well, they will look for a way to add politics. It's waiting for their governance. It's a new horizon, blah, blah, blah. The kids are in hospital. I said the last time we checked, of course, receiving treatment, being checked, their vitals and all of that. Reunited with family. So they're getting all the rest they can possibly get. The president is involved, so they'll get the best health care, right? All of that is going to happen. They will be nursed back to health. And since they just lost their mom, of course, provisions will be made to ensure that they are comfortable.
These children, where's their father, though?
Huh?
Their father, they're reunited.
I don't know. They don't talk about their father. They just talk about their mom dying in a crash and their grandfather. Who they reunited with, so we don't know whether the man done been died 5 years ago or
it's just an if leaf.
Possibly. I have no idea. Or he separated with the mom. There's no mention of the dad in all the reports I see. And at some point I was concerned, like, okay, where is the dad? But they say the other people who died in the crash, the mom, pilot, and family relative or something, they don't mention father. So I don't know. I have no idea. But in a matter of minutes, Hollywood will come calling.
That's sad.
Right? Hollywood will definitely come calling. They're going to study them, assess them for the story, and the movie will sell.
It will
very likely drop on Netflix. Streaming will go up. I will definitely see the movie because, I mean, I already know the story. So once they say it's the miracle of the Amazon, the story that shocked the world in 2023, I'll be like, yeah. So it is what it is. But survival skills, actually, before we start taking calls, which ones do we have?
I think that the survival skills you would pick up, one of the fastest ways that you pick up a survival skill is when you don't grow up with family.
Ha! Ash, I mean, say nothing from you. So I didn't know, even Aunt Vicky me.
And this is not to say that there are not families where they intentionally try to, you know, get their kids to do stuff. But in this, our client, when you don't grow up with family, there's a tendency to make you do all the work. And as far as they're concerned, I don't know if a part of them feels like it's punishment.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's massive grooming.
train you
for survival. So a lot of times you have people who have raised a relative who is good at everything that their kids cannot do.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Quite unfortunate.
I think that that's one of the fastest ways people pick up stuff. If you ask people who know how to do a lot of things, oh, I did not grow up at home. Right? Because they can do multiple things. You can do this, you can do that. You know, and lots of times when you're going through all of those things, you feel like, oh, wait till I do these people. Like, come on.
But they are actually...
Well, life is doing you a favor, you know, by exposing you to all of those things.
You're being groomed.
There are lots of things I think that we are exposed to early, even though I don't think our parents consciously think of them as survival skills. They just think of it like, I beg to go. For instance, they allow you to start traveling early.
Yeah.
And they teach you how to navigate landmarks. So, okay, if you get here, know that you're getting close and all of those things. So you pick up those things early on. And that way you know how to. So they teach you navigation.
I don't sit here. So I'm not traveling. I have to go here.
They teach you how to cook.
Yeah.
That basic one. They teach you how to clean.
Okay.
They teach you how to... What else? Now, one of the biggest ones that you pick up early on is communication. Teach you how to talk to people.
Yeah, basic. So let's have a list of skills and we determine if it's survival or not. Cooking. Definitely survival.
Yes, sir.
Swimming.
Survival.
Hunting.
It would depend.
Where you are hunting now for? You have a child, you're growing in Port Hackett, say, okay, I want to teach my child how to hunt. Hunt waiting. Where the animal, where the bush. Okay, so I see some things here. Build a fire.
Yeah, survival.
Yeah, but we have matches and lighter.
Yes, until someone is kidnapped. And you have to escape.
Okay.
And stay inside the bush for days.
Then you want to use fire, take turn and where you there. You don't run the go now. What do you want to use fire do?
Yes, it depends on how far away you don't run and what you would need to do.
Maybe another Amazon.
If you need to roast something.
Maybe another Amazon. You see that HA? That HA forest. That's our Amazon here in River State. don't play with HA.
They wonder what they do you.
No. It's not the country. If you're from HA, you have a beautiful landscape. You know, it's awesome. Okay, so build a fire. So you take your kids and then strike stones and show them how to build a fire.
Do you know how to strike stones?
No, if we were saying it's survival now, we have to be realistic, right?
Even our parents don't know how to strike stones.
No, listen now, because me, I know Sabi. If not be lighter or matches, I don't know how where else does fire come from? Fire comes from lighter or matches. Or you have those self-ignition gas cookers that you just turn on, everything will light.
Yeah.
Apart from these three, nothing again they make fire for this world. But well, if they insist, maybe this week now we'll build fire. Okay. What else? Let me see. How to find, collect, and filter water, which is what the girl was able to do with leaves. I don't know how she pulled that off though.
Yes. So what you can do with that is...
That's definitely survival.
You find the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And then you puncture small holes around the leaf. That's how you filter with the leaf.
But there's no net.
Yeah, that's why it serves as a net. So it's tiny holes that you puncture. So it holds out any dirt that, you know...
Yeah, but
any dirt you can find just stays on the surface of the leaf.
But it doesn't filter taste now. If it's bad tasting water...
Do you think you're at a five-star hotel? No, you're not.
You have to add this.
You're not. You cannot be bothering about the taste of the water.
We have to give up something. I'm not completely.
Say, wow, this water in the jungle does not taste nice.
I don't like the taste of this water. Okay, so navigation you talked about earlier. How to read the map or follow GPS.
Yeah.
In our case, it's GPS. But again, if you're kidnapped, you very likely will not have a phone on you.
Mm-hmm.
You also will not have a map on you.
But then how to just... You know, what's the word? This night and words just...
Lakadasika, once again, you not, can just...
No. Words escaping me tonight. How to, you know, pinpoint landmarks, where you've been.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay, I've been here. I turned left when I got here. You know, so you're not moving it around in circles.
Okay. How to use a pocket knife? Ha. For your child? Which kinds of... What are they...
I saw a video where a child was blindfolded. I don't know if I sent you that video. This child... I think this child is like 7. She was blindfolded and her father was giving her bullets. Each one he gives her, she says what type of bullet it is. Then he was giving her guns. She would put the magazine, cock, point, you know, give her a bigger rifle. She would call the name of the gun and do... And he's like, what is this for? Survival, what you do when it's just you and your kid and younger siblings? She'll say, protect them, do blah, 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 blah. He was preparing the child for something.
If and get enter Amazon jungle. She go kill lion, no? She go kill... Hey!
Someone is like, this child could easily just become a maniac.
I'm telling you.
Not these kind of people, they go, they spray bullets for... Because they're already exposed to these things.
Yeah. This girl, first of all, with this kind of training, you know that that would be a reserved child.
Do you know that the father was coming? The father was asking her, who is coming to save you? She said, no one. She said, no one.
She can't go class. One idiot now feels that you will bully her. You want to pick on the... Hey! Person where they call bullets by their botanical name. She knows bullet by name. Hey!
No
man,
kidding.
7.
No,
please, when you find that video, please send it to me. That's crazy. Okay, well, if a father can do that to their child, how to use a pocket knife is definitely a survival skill. Definitely. There's one that came to mind now. Let me see. Okay, how to tie a knot. So let's put everything tying. How to tie a tie, or knot a tie as they say. How to tie a shoelace and tie a knot, of course, in a rope. This one's, are they survival?
No.
Okay. Fishing, is it survival?
It will be very unlikely, except you have to feed, you know, and all you're surrounded with is water bodies. Then,
I mean, imagine in that jungle there is a water body, which they very likely would.
Yeah.
And then they walk past, and they can fish.
Then that's your go-to.
So when they fish, they will have to make a fire.
Yes.
This one, nobody go reason salt or maggi.
You want to do sushi.
They chop sushi. Oh, God, I'm doing fire, I beg. Sushi, we went. You think this is time to
sushi in the jungle?
Oh my goodness. Yo, that was hilarious. Okay. So moving on. Which other skill? Okay. Medical emergency.
First aid is a really important one as well.
Yeah. Very important.
First aid.
You know what to do.
Teach you when you have a cut, how to look for one leaf and squeeze.
Oh.
Squeeze.
Wow.
And then rub it on the cut so it stops bleeding.
To find the right leaf, I mean, you know, go plug the wrong one. Because you're in the jungle, you're surrounded by leaves. Okay, 0817923.
I attract snake.
0817-923-0003. Survival skills, which ones did you get from your parents? Which one are you giving your kids? And what do you make of the story of a miracle in the Amazon? Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, God bless. I'm on city.
Your voice is not clear.
First time you see, I thought that it's film.
Nice.
But it's now that I realize that what you're saying is true. Yeah. But I can tell you that it is in an adult, or maybe from 20 years, 30 years, the person will die. I'm telling you the truth. God just saved these children for a record purpose or maybe for history. I'm telling it. If I thought that he's an adult, the person will not survive. Because he's the God that gives the little girl the sense. Because if you old man, I don't think that he will even remember all those things. I'm telling the truth. But I think he will kill the person before that day. And for this side, in Africa, none of police will do that. And not only Nigeria, in Africa, none of police will do that. I'm telling the truth, because when they search for you today, tomorrow, they will ask you whether that you they feed them. And for yourself, whether they know where it is. They don't even know. They will tell you, they don't know. Don't disturb them. Go find them by yourself. So in whole Africa, none of police will do it. So let's keep that God just rescued our children for record purpose. That's the way I think. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Ashana, I actually seen videos of the rescue. You know, the kids are lifted from the jungle. And family rejoicing. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. 0817923000002. Survival skills, which do you have? And which have you given your kids? Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Evening, what's your name?
My name is Robinson.
Robinson, go ahead.
Yes, okay. Yeah. First of all, I think it's a miracle.
It is.
By you guys in the studio, let's put that with them. For your talk on survival skills.
Yeah.
I personally, when I was a kid, I was in the Boy Scout.
Oh.
So we were taken to the bush and we were taught a lot of skills, how to make fires, how to make raft and to cross a stream.
Okay.
And how to even build some little shelter in the jungle.
Do you still have those skills today?
Yeah, right. I am over 50 years old and I still have those skills. But I doubt if what we now we call a lot of people the Indomie generation, right?
Wow.
I doubt if they have those skills.
Off your mic.
And the reason is... I think our society, divided from some kind of life, some to another kind, or should I say we metamorphosed. So that was the reason why I think a lot of kids today, even in some rural areas, they don't have the skills.
Okay. So
now in reverse here, if a child who is brought up in a fishing port, I bet you a 13-year-old can paddle a canoe from as far as Bonny to Potako, if the person is brought up in a fishing port. So if you're caught up in a kind of an island, you can make a raft and paddle your way.
Okay.
So there are a lot of skills, yeah.
Yeah, it's an important skill. For the making of the fire, how do you make a fire?
Yes. Yes, the stone thing that you were talking about.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about, yes. There are stones you will grind together and they form heat.
Okay.
And you put some little dry leaves.
Okay.
Dry leaves.
Yeah.
And you start grinding them until you see some kind of fumes.
Okay.
And then you put the leaves and someone will be blowing.
Okay.
Blowing. And before you know it, one of the leaves will just catch fire and little by little, and more dry leaves, and you see smoke.
That thing will take time, my brother.
Yes, it's survival. You have to survive.
Okay.
It takes time, but it will get there.
All right. Thank you very much. I think this will be a call to always have light in your pocket. Yeah, that's just something. And you know, see, now, stone, no two conde again. Now, all this block, cement block, this thing, they full everywhere. Because is that real, that original
really,
stone
yeah,
now?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
if you want to pick stone from ground, you go see block.
Very
Everybody
true.
Is building something now. Block, full everywhere. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, I'll call back. I want to tell you my own, the way I know, the way I learn my own. I am...
We're listening.
Yes, because when I was in Togo, my father teach me when he can bring a knife, a just big machete, together with a block and a stone, a hair, and hit it together. There is one thing that is on top of a palm tree. When you go to palm tree, there is something like a cotton. I don't know if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, we know.
On the hand of, yes.
The palm tree
bring
cotton.
That thing that is the cotton, like a cotton. The one that dry. Bring it together. The thing is like cotton, foam like this. Bring it together and big, small, big like that. And keep it and use knife, machete. And hit with stone. Hit it just near the cotton. Hit it. There is something shining that will come out. When it come out and drop on top of that foam, that cotton,
yeah.
The thing will start bring smoke. From there, you get light. It's not a story. Me, I have done it. I use it and cook something.
Hmm.
It's not a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, I have done it and use it. When they teach me, I try one day to do practical. I get fire, put it in my own plate and cook something.
Mm.
So I know that one, how to, even though tonight, I know how to do it.
Okay.
I even know the one to use a battery and construct charge full.
All right, thank you very much. We must move on now. Call back if you can. What survival skills do you have? If we leave you in the Amazon jungle or HA jungle, will you survive?
You see what I was talking about?
And how? Turn off your radio. Okay, when you're ready, call back. Hopefully your radio is turned off. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name? Sorry, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
What's your name?
Mr.
Akonuche
is my name, the guy that lives in
Warro. Okay. Akonuche,
how far? Just 5
times. All right, go ahead.
So, if you can go on.
Who is your sister, Kanku, please?
I
beg,
now.
Don't be me, I beg, my brother, I beg.
What's way in
Akwamolua? I use beg, God, you.
The man with the subsidy.
Go ahead.
I can use a subsidy, call this a beg.
Go ahead, please.
If you ever want to talk to me, they catch fire with my tip.
My brother.
But they look like a preacher.
Wait,
when you go there, look at my tip for inside bush. Then the cop is not there for the banger tree.
You use stone now. You use stone. Just find 2 stones. So which skill do you have?
Like me, I know how to swim very well.
Okay.
I can eat fresh fish without cooking.
Sushi. Is that a skill?
Sushi.
Is that a skill?
It's a skill, right?
It's a skill, yes.
Wow.
You can eat fresh meat. I can eat it without cooking.
Yeah. My brother.
You don't work as native doctor apprentice before.
Which kind of skill? Beyond this one.
Is it? But let me, I want to say about our Nigerian police.
Yeah.
Say you call us. My one police. Man, I don't work. Say my one police comes to
me. He said, you call us.
Just forget that. Still have to put on that. Just leave my Nigeria. My one police. This is my one police. Say, yeah.
No. Don't say that about our police.
I know my police,
now. No.
Police.
You've had a bad encounter. But we do need to get better. I know that they are capable of so much more. It's just the conditions, man. The conditions. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Success.
All right, Success. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
I've been following the show, and I enjoyed the story that was passed this evening.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. You enjoyed the story.
Well, it's a miracle.
It is.
And the same time also, you have to understand that these kids were born in that environment where these things are there. It's a kind of, it's a thing you get.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
We're listening, yeah.
Yeah, now, for someone like me, I'm from Abia State. Okay. I'm from Abia State.
All right.
We, in the area of Abia State, I grew up, we do farming more.
Okay.
And there were a lot of things I learned from my grandma.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, on the palm tree, for example, now, there is this, when you cut down a palm tree, there is this white living thing that comes from it after some days when the palm tree starts getting rot. Yes, those white stuff now.
Okay.
If I can be honest with you, we eat it raw those days. But it's more sweeter when you cook it and fry it, you get.
Okay.
But we do eat it raw. Why? Because we saw our grandfather eating it raw. Alive as it is, he will pick it and immediately he throws it into his mouth and chew it.
Are you sure it's good for the health?
Them in their own days, they don't know about. We've grown and we know about doctors.
Mm.
It doesn't disturb him as far as I can remember. He's still alive to today. He's 99.
Wow.
He'll be 100 by next year.
Okay. That's beautiful.
You get a hack.
Okay.
Now, there are many other stuff we learn from them, which if someone like me should find myself in that position, normally I would freak out, but I would still have to move on because life has to continue. You get, I don't see myself getting stuck in that kind of situation.
Okay.
The only area where I will debate is maybe the wild animals. We can struggle about that one.
So you cannot kill wild animal. You can't kill wild animal.
Is it?
You cannot kill wild animal.
Sorry, there are some wild animals that you don't need a hand. You should have asked yourself if those kids encounter the wild animal, do you think they will come out alive?
Yeah. I don't know.
You get. So, it was a miracle.
Okay.
Someone said that it was for record sake, that God did that for a record sake. Yes, God knows that.
True.
But I think anybody who finds himself in this kind of our world of nowadays should have extra ideas of things like this. You never can tell where something will hit you unexpected.
Yes, sir. True.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Congratulate the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Messages on WhatsApp. This one says lackadaisical. I think it's when you were looking for a word. And says nonchalant as well. Ash, if the plane crash at Boko Haram camp, police will not go there even if you pay them huge amount of money. Don't mess with our police. Hello?
Hello?
Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Good morning.
Success, also calling for Port Harcourt.
All right, success, go ahead.
I was just, after you called the story, I was just watching through Google and viewing about the Amazon forest. My friend, that woman, that forest is so big that it's spanning over several countries together, and people are not saying this is a miracle.
Yeah.
Another thing I would say, those children, it's always good to expose the children to, sometimes I would say, the kind of movie those children were watching, maybe these cartoons, Jungle Boys, all these kind of performing movies that, you know, that are adventures. So I would still advise that and expose those kind of movies to our kids.
Mm.
I mean, I think that one of those things those children were able to cope. Maybe some of them that I've seen in their movies, and they've seen such scenario play that, and how they were able to survive, because I know I've watched so many movies like that. Another thing, the amount I was seeing, if you're an adult, we just give up and die. So you want to tell me that you're an adult and you're with your kids, you just give up and that was so funny.
My brother, we are in God's hands. We are all in God's hands.
It's true, sir.
You must...
Well, for me, my brother, it would just be that I'm not a foodie type. Sometimes I know I can be able to start this 2 days, I just eat once. So I'm trying not to swim anything. So that's it.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's your name?
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from the Bayah in Imo State.
All right. Go ahead, Emeka.
Thank you. This very thing, I followed it a little bit from foreign news, but what I'm saying is that some of the skills, survival skills, I was like following you when you were anchoring the program, is like, I'm a scout boy. So I think, I suggest it to parents, it's a very good thing. If that thing is still on nowadays, it's a very good thing to belong to any of these voluntary organizations, just like scouting, Girls Guide, Boys Brigade, Man O' War, all those things, they do help. Because I know, when I was a scout, there's a lot of things they used to teach us. How to tie the knot. Maybe you want to cross a river. That's the way you tie the knot for you to throw the rope so that it will hook to the other side.
Yeah.
So some of those things, you learn a lot of skills from them. That's what I want to contribute. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Over to WhatsApp.
See, the Oracle, something else I want to speak to is, you know how sometimes parents are in a hurry to help their kids out.
Yeah.
And not really allow them to learn how to fix problems themselves. You just always want to say, let me do it for you, let me do it for you. Sometimes it's not always so cool.
Mm.
I know that eventually kids will spoil some things, but... with guidance, right? Yeah. Allow them to do stuff. It's not when they want to unlock a door, yeah, let them do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, teach them how, say, you can do it this way, turn it to the left, you know, instead of always looking to just help them do those things. Then another thing I think is also very important is teaching kids how to manage their emotions.
Okay.
It's important. It's a survival skill. You will need it for all types of survivals. Whether it's a job you're looking for, or you need to survive the Amazon forest, if you don't know how to manage your emotions, you're in for it.
Mm.
So I think that's also some other thing you need to... Have you seen kids throw tantrums over not getting something that they want?
Is my slap or parents they use make us manage our emotion now? They give you something, you're angry, you throw it to the ground. Tawai, pick it up. So, I don't know. I know.
Do you know how to use thread and needle?
What? You said?
Do you know how to use a thread and a needle?
Who, me?
Hmm.
I don't know. I went to boarding school. You go, look this thread up. Try and put it through the needle. Yeah, that one I sabi. Our clothes tear away for school now. If you went to boarding school, you go overly the patch.
Yeah.
We see things. Yeah, that I definitely know how to do. It's a survival skill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, thank God. I hold one. I can thread a needle. If you can't thread a needle, please. We're not mates. Have that in mind. Very important. All right, Oracle in Nigeria here. We don't get anything, but because we lack values in our children, we now relate them to Indomie generation. But these children, so-called Oyibo children, are taught such things. There, it's not experience; it's relevant. Emmy Dim from Port Hackett says, "Hello, good morning."
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Lawson Confidence Lawson.
All right, go ahead, Lawson.
Yes, first of all, I want to say congratulations to those kids.
Yeah.
It's indeed a miracle.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. And secondly, about your survival skills.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have mentioned quite a number of them. There's one I was waiting to hear from you.
Mention it for us, my brother.
That is to the schools, or to be lettered, to be educated, is another survival skill.
Okay.
Yeah, I have an experience. There's a story I want to say, short one. When I was in secondary school, my first day in school, my dad took me to the school. And on the admission day, and I was to be a boarding, it was supposed to be a boarding school. Yeah, I was to be in the hostel. So when I got to this school, a senior student, I could remember his name very well. Is it a Ware Young Army? You know? As soon as we just finished registration with this principal, as we came out from this principal's office, this student just carried me from my father's down with my box. Took me to his class, to their classroom, with his classmates. Then they were in SS 3 or so, yeah.
Okay.
So he took me there. My father was right standing there at the door of the classroom. The guy asked me to lie down on the floor, and I was wearing white and white. Calabar National College then. Buguma. I was wearing white and white. He asked me to lie down on the floor. He used the duster. Clean, you know those days they used to have this blackboard and all stuff.
Yeah.
He used the duster, cleaned the old blackboard. He wrote just rub it on the board. Clean the board, what he wrote, and use the duster to dust on my shirt. White and white. I said, that was the first guy I was wearing that shirt. White and white. He dusted me. My dad was standing there. And when he finished that, I walked up. He asked me to stand up. I walked up and I looked at my dad. And my dad said, welcome to secondary school. And the guy just took my bag, took me to the hostel and just asked my dad to go. He took me to the hostel, washed the clothes, bathed me himself, and took good care of me. I mean, I all through my stay in secondary school, no other person punished me until that guy left the school or finished the school study year. Yeah? So, it taught me a lot. You understand? I got to know a different, you know, survival skill in the school environment or within the school environment. That is one. Another thing again is where this survival skill is related to environment. Where I came from the riverine area. Swimming is a survival skill. You know, fishing is a survival skill. So you get to learn these things because time, there was a time in my life those things came to play. I have to survive through fishing, you know, going to the mangrove forest, knowing how to paddle alone is a survival skill. You know, so it's relative to the environment, like people that do farming. You know, farming is a survival skill. There's a time in their life they survive with it. You understand? So we have different kinds of survival skills.
All right. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, I don't find that story of the senior and your father funny. Okay.
Something sounds very abusive.
Hey, welcome to waiting. Okay, well, I mean, it's his experience, and it eventually, you know, I guess they just wanted to introduce him into that world, but I'm sorry. I will not find that. That's just not working for me.
Light is important, too. Light is really important.
Are you kidding me? What kind of joke is that?
Illumination. Because there are lots of things that people would teach with their full chest, thinking they are doing the right thing.
Like, I was just waiting to hear that his dad will... You know, so that's like the... No, I beg you.
It's
no,
like encouraging abuse.
No, please, please, please. Sorry, I know that we're doing our best over here. And I mean, it worked for them. I'm not trying to make you or your dad look some kind of way, but that thing just, it didn't see, but it just didn't feel right, please.
Ha. There are lots of things our parents would allow, and you know it's not because they are bad people. It's just the knowledge that they have at the time, right? If they knew better, they would do better.
I got don't try that thing with me. I will beat you. What do you think we came here? I enroll my picking for school. Welcome to wait. I go beat you there. What kind of nonsense? What are we doing here? Think I'm making this money to enroll this child for you to come and
do. Because stain in white.
Can you imagine? No, please. Not gonna know. Carry me play that kind of thing. God.
Say this, my picking, just run out street so that you know. Say
some that we hear that they go and call soldier to come and flog their child. That the child did so. What rubbish? What exactly? Greetings, I'm a guest. What happened is just a miracle. Pure hand of God. No survival skill can protect in the Amazon. Sorry, Major from Port Harcourt. I don't get this. It's a miracle. Pure hand of God. No survival skill can protect in the Amazon. Well, it came in handy, my dear. And this is why, you know, when we tell these stories, for this one, I implore you to go Google it. Kids who survived 40 days in Amazon jungle. Just type in whatever you want to search on Google. You'll see it. The skills came in handy. So, yes, God did help them. But please, let's not invalidate the place of knowledge. 40 days, that's a real miracle. If in Nigeria, all of us, don't forget them after 3 or 4 days. Speak for yourself, please. We at Nigeria Info, we remember them.
We remember them.
And we'll continue to report it in our news. People saying they were born there. No, be everybody where them born near waters and be swim. As for survival skills, I have some, but they target swimming. The very day I decided to give it a try for our stream for Villa, I can't see where then they press book. Yeah, I decided to give it a try for stream for Villa. I can't see where the depressed person will water my hand since then. I never is in Africa. See, I'm from Oyibo. All of us know what our police go feed do. This one, no follow, no matter the motivation. TM, you have to have faith. Good morning, guys. I'm Stanley Rentals from Berry Omuma. Just joining the program. Please let me know your topic. No, I would not let you know the topic. They're behind radio. We're almost out of here, actually. So, Ash, we are going to teach our kids survival skills. Hopefully, we do better.
Yeah, there are loads of things that people would now teach their kids that would not, you know, bother around some of the things we've talked about tonight. Now, people want to teach their kids how to play instruments. We want to take them to karate classes.
Yes,
you know,
self-defense. Yeah, self-defense as well.
All those sort of things.
Yeah.
So, and I get... That is just, you know, parents transitioning to the things that are obtainable as at today. You know, the things that a child could likely be faced with. Would you need to get a job? You know, what are the little things you can do? Maybe teach them how to drive early on, all those sort of things. So they can help themselves. So I think that's pretty much where we are now. More than teaching them how to fish or how to use stones to light a fire.
Well, you have to hunt at some point. Maybe we'll go paintball, you know, shooting so that you learn how to shoot a target or something.
Yeah, that's as well.
You have to go hunt something. If we get quarter that period.
Now they want to teach you how to write, you know, great TVs, how to write computer codes. and all those sort of things. There's that survival as of today. Teach you how to use the internet early on.
True. That's our own survival. Well, thank you very much, Ash.
Thank you, sir.
A pleasure, honor, and privilege having you right
it's
here.
Mine. It's mine.
Good looking out to Man City. Congratulations on winning the treble. Most importantly, the Champions League. Now, Pep.
And looking forward to my...
Yes, yes, indeed. Of course, actually. Yes, sir. Come on. Come on. That's not a problem. You name it. You know, I mean, this is my birth month. So, in a couple of days, it's my birthday. So, all of that is, you know...
Boiling. It's
all together. Oh, I'm looking at the calendar and it's quite close. Okay, you want to give us your handles?
Baron Karsh 8, BaronCash, number 8 on all platforms, and 89 on TikTok.
All right.
Yes, sir.
For us, it's at Nigerian for PH on all platforms, and Sparkling Oracle on all platforms as well, or simply search for Sam Oracle Chinedu. There is a video every single day on my social networks, Instagram, Facebook, and of course TikTok. So you can catch that. Well, thank you very much. I hope you do survive. Cheers.